From NPR News, it's Day to Day. Want this classic U2 song, Vertigo, on your iPod? Well, you better buy it now. Word is that Universal Music Group, which owns U2's label, may not renew its long-term contract to sell music on iTunes. Instead, Universal will be selling tunes through Apple's online music store on a month-to-month basis. Here to tell us why is Marketplace's Bob Moon. So, Bob, iTunes sells songs by a lot of Universal's recording artists. Why is it so reluctant to commit to a long-term deal?
Yeah, you could have also played I Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For Here, which which would describe the music industry at this point. The industry in general has sort of a love-hate relationship with Apple's chief executive, Steve Jobs. They like all the music sales he's brought them, but they're very uncomfortable with really the near monopoly that iTunes has over digital music sales. It recently passed Amazon.com as the biggest seller of music downloads. Jobs has largely dictated the pricing structure, and the industry would, of course, like to have more control over its take. There's also the issue of compatibility with players other than the iPod. Apple was proposing a deal that would have locked Universal Music Group into a 2-year contract. They extended it by a year, and then it expired. Now, this is according to an anonymous source quoted in several publications. They're going to go month to month now with iTunes, Universal leaving open the option now of making possibly exclusive deals with other services.
It seems like Universal needs iTunes. iTunes sells a lot of music. iTunes needs Universal. They've got a lot of artists. Does either side have more leverage here?
Yeah, we spoke this morning to Larry Dignan. He's an industry blogger at ZDNet, and he thinks this might just be a game of chicken being started by Universal, since these stories seem to be coming from the same unidentified source.
The only way Universal Music will gain significant leverage is unless all the other music firms follow their path, which I don't really see happening, because iTunes and Apple, you know, they provide a lot of download sales. They're symbiotic partnerships to begin with. So I just have a hard time seeing the music industry really annoying all those iPod users.
And Dignan doesn't think either side is going to be quick to pull all of Universal's songs off the iTunes site.
And what about those iPod users? How is all of this likely to affect the average music buyer?
Well, the way the music marketplace works, the pressure would be for prices to go up if Universal wants a bigger piece of the pie. But again, Dignan at ZDNet doesn't think they're going to make consumers suffer here. He says, look, they've got a lot of artists who distribute their music this way, and all three sides, if you will, really need each other here. Taken collectively, the artists that Universal Music labels distribute make up 1 out of 3 new releases sold in this country. That's no small force we're talking about here.
Well, Bob, you may continue to rock on. Bob Moon of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.